Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Show. Oh, I'm doing two things at once here. You want to go to the chapel, say a little prayer? For Americans, when everything was made in the USA, including the babies. Yes, I have a grandson. I was going to get him a diaper that said made in the USA. Hot stuff. Well, we're going to talk about mad cow Albright alert. You know, they got a case of mad cow disease out in California. I think they should skip the animals and go right to the cities. Mad cow Albright alert. I turned on Fox this morning, and there is Mad Albright. She's selling her new book. And the first words out of her mouth is, "We have to bow to Islam. Not all Muslims are terrorists." She is doing her Dennis Kucinich impression. I'm shouting at the TV, "Lady, you're nuts. You have to be getting a real paycheck." And then I shouted, "Lady, you need to be on the WTC 80th floor watching the big plane land on your desk." Then she says she was raised Catholic, turned Episcopalian, and found out she was born Jewish. I'm sure if she was born Jewish in Europe during the reign of Adolf the Exterminator, she was saved by Catholics. Does this woman actually believe there are only a handful of bad Muslims peppered all over the world? This woman is a very dangerous woman to the security of the USA. She is the Judas goat that leads innocent lambs to slaughter. First off, Islam is a government and a religion. Jihad is a sacrament. Paradise is the reward. Preached in every ammo dump mosque in the world. Ammunition does not have to be bombs. Words of hatred and death to the infidel are just as explosive. Jihadists are the deacons of Islam. They are Allah's soldiers of conversion to the one true religion. All other religions are false idol worship and must be purged so that Islam can stay pure. If the rulers of this Islamic government are generous, they will let you keep your head and keep your religion under wraps, but you must pay a tax, a jizya, for worshipping Jesus. However, most of the Jews must be slaughtered, and that is why Iran is building a modern-day Holocaust oven called nukes, knowing that the Palestinians will also die. And that's what's going to happen, because when the first nuke goes into Israel, the Jews and the Palestinians are going to die side by side. Madeleine Albright, it would be like dropping a nuke in Manhattan thinking you're not going to get anybody in New Jersey. Madeleine Albright will suffer the same fate as a lady named Hannah in Iraq. I think her name was Hannah. It might have been Martha Hassan. That's what her name was, Martha Hassan. And she was in Iraq, and for 20 years she served the suffering people of Iraq, feeding and clothing them in a charitable organization. And when she fell into the hands of Al-Qaeda or a Republican guard that Colin Powell let escape, they executed her mercifully with a bullet in the back of her head. Her only crime was she was doing God's work, but it was the wrong God. So they killed her in the name of the merciful God by showing no mercy. And if it's, I got two photos up there, I could only get up too quick. And one is an Italian guy, and he's looking at you. And they put a hood on his head, and he was in Iraq too as a worker. And instead of cutting his head off, he said, "Let me take this hood off, and I'll show you how an Italian dies." And so they shot him. And what a gutsy guy. And if you go to my website, it's one of my websites, you'll see his coffin being loaded into an Italian plane with an Italian honor guard out of Iraq, and a priest a Franciscan priest wearing sandals standing on the ramp. I noticed one guy. Oh, it is true that all Muslims are not terrorists. I noticed one guy. But many contribute to it and sympathize with the methods. CARE is the Islamic ACLU. Fox used to expose them, but now Fox swallows its tongue. Soon O'Reilly's gear will include muzzles by Muslims. Just look at Mohammed Bloomberg blessing the pea kiosk overlooking Holy American Ground, formerly Liberty Plaza. All these kumbaya fools are the first into Titanic lifeboats disguised as women. When I first saw CARE on TV, it was headed by an American who converted to Islam at $3 for one sortie a rial. It was a milk machine conceived by people who only wanted Arab money pretending to care. But I think the Saudis got wise to it and purged it. Now it functions along ACLU guidelines, picking at freedom under the pretense of playing American, just like the ACLU does, in my excellent opinion. Today our worst enemy is inside the gates. They are politicians who take perfumed blood money from drug lords and terrorist nations. They weaken our defenses and strengthen enemy positions. They vote to burn the flag and kill American babies every day in America. Over 1,200 American babies are chopped to pieces. And at the same time, on a daily basis, 1,200 immigrants arrive at JFK to replace what we lose, what we destroy. And they are better educated, clear-headed, goal-oriented, drug-free, and ready to go to work. One day, the American kids who drop out of high school at the rate of 7,000 a day will be their T-boy. Wake up, America. You're giving your country away. More tea, anybody? www.mediacrapmatters.us. And we are Blog Talk Radio. Inshallah. Hang in there, and we'll get back to a tune. Want to go to church again? Truth of me ring, truth of me ring. Truth of me ring, and surely, darling, you're an angel to sing. I tell you, darling, you're queen of my throne. You should have known, sweetheart. Sweetheart. every one of us has a tune that stirs our soul. Something that happened at one point in time that you've recorded in your mind for the rest of your life. A tune that softens you up, a tune that makes you happy and gay. Well, happy anyway. And we're now going to talk about, it's true, there's a tune. Everybody's got a tune locked in their heart. We're going to talk about Samantha Powers. You know who Samantha Powers is? I didn't know who Samantha Powers was until her and Hillary Clinton got with Obama and they decided to invade Libya without telling the House and the Senate. And see, Obama doesn't work with the other two branches of government. He follows the Hugo Chavez playbook. I'm surprised he hasn't seized Exxon. But Samantha Powers is now going to be in charge of an atrocity office, an office to investigate atrocities. I hope she goes down to the 911 site and runs her hands through the DNA dust that's still down there and witness the first atrocity and military defeat of the United States on September 11th, 2001. And then maybe she could go to Rwanda and raise from the dead the 1 million Rwandans that were murdered by Bill Clinton looking the other way with his partners in crime, the United Nations. When they finally got there to help, they just raped the women. Wonderful, isn't it? The United Nations, and we subsidize it. We're the only people that are paying other people to hurt us. Absolutely sickening. So that's another bogus government agency that Obama is creating as he dips into what's left of the Social Security for senior citizens who he doesn't plan to see live too long. You think I'm kidding? You've got a madman in power. You'll find out. You'll find out. Speaking of madmen, there's a guy sitting testifying today. His name is John Corzine. And he doesn't know where $1.8 billion went. I don't know. Money all gone. He's like a kid in a cookie jar. Don't know. Cookies all gone. Yeah, unbelievable. So they sent somebody to investigate him. And but at least he didn't take the Fifth Amendment. That comes next trial. And the investigators, they blasted the headlines. We know where the money is. They know where the money is. Big deal. What kind of report is this? He found the money? Is he going to get it back? Or are we going to get this will never happen again speech? And, of course, the two Democratic buzzwords that are always used when they get caught stealing. I'm shocked and appalled. And I'm calling for a committee to be formed to investigate. I'm shocked and appalled. This atrocity. Yeah, they're all Democamo buzzwords. Corzine, when he shows up in court, he looks more. I have a picture of President Khatami of Iran. He's supposed to be the good Iranian. You know, they sucked in all the students and they told them Khatami is going to give you a freedom. And he made a couple of speeches and they all loved him and then he double crossed them. And he's standing in front of an Iranian flag. And I put him out as John Corzine. Here's John Corzine standing in front of the only flag he never voted to burn. Because John Corzine used to be a senator. He bought his way in there, you know, with champagne contributions. You take care of me, I take care of you. One hand washes the other. And the feet during wudu. Yeah, give me a break, man. So John got to become a senator. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of intelligent people in New Jersey, but when it comes to electing politicians, they are as dumb as a bell. Unbelievable. And they sent this guy to Washington after he raised all their real estate taxes. He put them all into poorhouse, and then he got a promotion, and he became a senator, and he went down to Washington, D.C., and the first thing he did was vote to burn the flag. Because that's part of the Democratic strategy. It's called freedom of speech when you burn an American flag. You can even pull it off a coffin while during a GI burial and set fire to it. It's freedom of speech. Yeah. 40 Democrat, I call them now Democamos. I used to call them Democrats, but now I call them Democamos because they are all Marxists. And don't think that because you're a communist, you have to be poor. The Democrat Party is full of rich communists. And if you don't believe me, ask Alan West. He knows where there's 78 of them. And he doesn't even have Joe McCarthy's list. Yeah. So, it looks like Corzine is turning into a hippie. He's letting his hair grow. You know those bald-headed guys do it. They let it grow long in the back. It looks terrible. It looks, shave it, man, shave it. Yeah. It looks like he's turning into a hippie. And tell me how much money he has left. Oh, the answer is he's got plenty. He's a shrewd investor. You don't think John Edwards is defending himself on his dime, do you? Yeah. He's a shrewd investor. He should get 30 years of sowing wheat for free. All politicians are crooked. Some are more crooked than others. You know, you ever hear that saying about the communists that they believe that all men are equal, but some are more equal than others? Yeah. And this is the same thing with politicians. They're all crooked, but some are more crooked than others. But the Democamos are the worst. And like I said before, John Corzine is a flag burner and a baby killer. And don't tell me it's not killing babies. And you've been BSing to people for years. First you started with fetus. And then life doesn't begin until the kid sees sunshine. Give me a break. Give me a break. You got sonograms. The kid's in there singing songs. Singing hymns to God. Learning how to say mommy. Yeah. Then you're going to pull his head off. I'd like to see Barbara Boxer do a demonstration on how you PVA a child. You know, she can get a little doll and show how they tear the head off. Yeah, and then tell us that she voted to kill kids. Oh, it wasn't that. I was just purging the fetus. Yeah, let me tell you something. Nuremberg trials have nothing on these murderers. Corzine is also a flag burner and a baby killer, and New Jersey Borders Act. And some poor farmer that's working his ass off is screwed because Corzine's jerks sent him to do dirty deeds. And that's the name of that tune. Now that I've depressed you or upset you, let me cheer you up. Come with me and we'll give you a shot of American music. Hang in there. Help is on the way. Next we'll talk about Romney's broom. So here's, you know what? If you got annoyed at me, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to ask you to come back.
Come back, my love. Don't go away. Come back, my love. Come back to stay. I love you so. Well, I want you to know.
can give me a chance, oh baby. Baby.
I need your love so badly.
Okay, Romney sweeps the field. That's all I've been hearing today on Fox. Romney sweeps the field. Romney sweeps in five states. He sweeps the field. Who was he running against? Oh, he was running against Romney, Romney, and Romney. Give me a break, man. He swept the field. He had the only broom. He whisked away. Let's not get carried away, guys. Mitt is going to be up against the full force of the Democamo Marxist Islamic Party that has a jihad chest 10 times the size of Mitt's, plus the media and porno wood combine. It is going to be a close election. Bogus ballots miscounted in Spain. Who set that trap? You heard about that, right? We don't even know where our votes are going to be counted. What have we become? A nation of chumps? The heavyweights are stepping up now. Baby-killing flag burners are now coming to the forefront. Bill Sykes' Schumer is back on the surface, twisting words. He's getting ready to stick the knife in. I hope Romney has Kevlar armor because these anti-Americans are going to torch his hide. Nice words won't cut the mustard. And never forget, communists win when they win, and they win when they lose. So says the number one expert on communism in the USA, Jimmy from Brooklyn. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, we lost the Cold War, and we are wide open, face down, pants down. Strike for your country, boys, and rally round the flag. And blessed Tim Tebow, pray for us. And if you want to, I have a few pictures I sent out on a blog. You like this one. It's the 50th anniversary of the Communist Revolution, or the Communist Capitulation to the Communist Conjob. And there's three photos. There's two flags that say 50, and they got hammers and sickles. And all the people in the street have flags. And there's three photos, three pictures up of people. One is Henry Waxman. In the middle is the Grand Wizard. And to the right of the Grand Wizard is George Soros. And then I also have, it says, don't let this happen to your country. Say no to slavery. And then I have a picture of an Iranian tuman. It's a 5,000 tuman note, which is worth a nickel. And it's a picture of the Ayatollah Khomeini on it, and Barack Hussein Obama wearing his Kenyan headgear. And it says, the buck stops here, and guess which one is a friend of Israel? Oh, we in trouble, man. We in trouble. But you want to know something? It's not going to be our game to play. And I hear that somebody in the State Department said the war is over, and everything's hunky-dory. Yeah, probably, that would probably be at Luzon. Yeah, give me a break, man. Is it time for another tune? Doctor, what can we do here? We got a sick patient. You know, I once did a burial for the Constitution. I had a burial ceremony. And it was, and I got the music from Lincoln's funeral. And but it wasn't sharp enough. So I got the Queen Victoria's funeral, and that's really the death march. And then I said, here comes the Constitution, as the drums, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. And if I get a chance, I'll redo it. Okay, I'm going to give you a Nancy Pelosi song, when her and Dennis Kucinich, the communist, and the Marxist Islamist praised CARE in Congress the other day. And he went with Nancy Pelosi in a big plane because Nancy was complaining her plane was too small to go back and forth to California every day. So the government gave her a bigger plane, gave her a big plane that has a nice bar in it and everything. And It has a lot of different haram juices. And her and Dennis Kucinich and Bill Bayonet the Baby's Nelson, the Florida senator and astronaut, the astronaut is spelled with two S's, they all flew to Syria along with other people that didn't want to be identified. There was 41 of them, 41 Democamos, and they all flew to Syria to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad, who now has wiped out at least 10,000 people, in probably including one whole village, and he has a great little tactic that he does. He sends them to the hospital, and then he kills them in the emergency room. What a nice guy, huh? Yeah. He's a member of the Ba'ath Party, the same party that Saddam Hussein belonged to. So Nancy Pelosi also accused Bush of killing her two sons, Uday and Qusay. And so she flew to Syria, and she visited with Bashar al-Assad to see what they could get, and with the promise that Obama will invade Libya instead of Syria. Because, after all, we had to take out that Libyan taxi cab that could have been carrying weapons. So instead of just shouting, taxi, they took it out with a cruise missile. And here's the Pelosi song.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
You know that the communists have infiltrated a lot of Catholic colleges, and they're creating havoc, and they're turning them into Sixth Commandment universities. And you're going to see more, and you're going to hear more, and it's going to look bad. Like this girl that went to Georgetown, she was there on a mission, and she brought a disgrace on Georgetown University. And she created a terrible situation for the Obama administration. And that's how these people fight. They fight dirty, and if you're not ready to fight dirty, you're going to get slaughtered. You got to fight fire with two fires. So we take you now to the floor of the DNC, where the threat of threats was reported to have infiltrated the convention. SWAT teams are checking everybody, and here come the baby-sniffing dogs. Yes, that's right, Ted. I can't imagine how she got through. She completely passed our pregnantometer. Ah, they just nabbed her. Imagine what would have happened if she had got on stage 6 months pregnant. Well, she's being booked for carrying a concealed weapon and not using condoms. She's another one of those lazy Republican women just plopping out babies all over the place. She's well over the DNC quota of 0.06. Next, they will tell us children have rights also. That baby popper Bachman had the nerve to adopt another 37. Can you imagine that lazy Romney woman with five childs? Get a load of Santorum's wife. Who does she think she is, Snow White? Keep an eye on those Latinos. You know how they get, especially if they're married to Marines. We need neighborhood watch teams to report frolicking. Next thing you know, these people will be praying to God. Okay, the meeting is coming to order. Let us begin with the flag-burning ceremony. Remember, vote a Democamo and get free marijuana with the welfare debit card and casino coupon. Bartender is champagne. Did you like that one? I don't think you did you? Oh, let's see what else we can give you here. I think I had another one hidden right behind this one. Let's see. Ah, Kucinich. Denis Kami Kucinich is one of the 80 communists mentioned by Alan West. He is listed as a favorite son of the Socialist Party. I think if you went on the Socialist Party website, you would see your Congress. You would find at least 78 members. I think Henry Waxman's on there, too. You know Henry Waxman, the guy that called for the big investigation of, what was the pitcher's name, Clemens? Roger Clemens? Yes, they brought him before the Congress at a cost of $7 million. And they charged him with stealing second base. You have the right to remain silent. Or we could do hand signals. Yeah, and then Waxman asked him, just off the record, which end did he hit the ball with of the bat? Is it the fat part? Yeah, so here's Denis Kucinich. Wherever America is to be screwed, you will find Denis the Red Menace. He is a factor in blocking assistance to protecting the Syrian people from being slaughtered. The way the Democamos evade their responsibility in this Syrian cleansing is to give the job to the Muslim Brotherhood, formerly the UN. And that is why Assad's Damascus is Obama's DNC headquarters. Tell us about the rights of man, Obama. Great speech. He reads good speeches. Kucinich, Pelosi, Nelson, and the others who hid from the cameras went to Damascus to offer protection to Assad. You want to see the photos? All you have to do is Google. Pelosi goes to Syria. Google Nelson goes to Syria, Senator Nelson. Then Representative Kucinich goes to Syria. And when you get those photos, they'll all have one thing in common. Do you know what it is? The Ottoman table that they all sit around talking and chatting with Bashar al-Assad. But you know what? That isn't the first time. As a matter of fact, the last time they were there to see Bashar al-Assad, Pelosi asked them to close the palace windows so that she didn't have to listen to the Americans screaming down the street as their legs were being blown off by IEDs that were coming out of Syria with the new improved Iranian copper lugs for better shredding capability. And we're letting these bastards live when they should be hung for treason. Okay, now that I've depressed you, let me cheer you up. You want to come home? Reading an article, another way to kill U.S. farmers, seize their bank accounts on phony charges. And this article I got from Food Freedom News by Randy Ananda. Monsanto's Food and Drug Administration can't close down small dairies and private food clubs fast enough. Bursting on the scene with guns drawn as if to criminalize right to contract for natural foods we've consumed for millennia deserves SWAT attention. Now Obama has the Department of Justice going after small farmers. I got to tell you something. Obama hates the Southland. He has declared war on the South, and he is trying to economically destroy them. And you don't have to look any further than the Gulf Coast and the oil spill, and that was his excuse to put millions of people out of work. So they're going after, under the post-9/11 Bank Secrecy Act, which makes it a crime to deposit less than $10,000 when you've earned more than that. The level we deposited the level we deposited was what it was, and it was about the same every week, Randy Sowas told Frederick News. The Sowas own and run South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland. Admittedly, when the Sowas earned over $10,000 in February and learned that they have to fill out paperwork at the bank for such large deposits, they simply rolled the deposits over to keep them below the none-of-your-fucking-business account. Rather than waste time, I'm reading this, I'm not saying it. Rather than waste time on bureaucratic red tape aimed at flagging terrorism or other illegal activities. That's what happens. You pass a good law and the communists come in and they use it to destroy you and the law. Structuring explains overlaid.com is the federal criminal offense of splitting up bank deposits so as to keep them under a threshold such as $10,000 above, which banks have to report transactions to the government. You can go to a bank, and when you do that, the banker will tell you himself not to do that. You know, he'll tell you if you do, you're going to have this problem and that problem. And you listen to your banker, and you do the right thing. What there should be a saying in the army, every day you break the law, it's just a matter of when they want to get you. While being questioned, the Sowas then presented with a seizure order, were finally presented with a seizure order and advised that the feds had already emptied their bank account of $70,000. The Department of Justice had since sued to keep $63,000 of the Sowas money, though they committed no crime other than maintaining their privacy. Reading this story, I'll tell you right now, it's going through my mind. I got to bury it. When I get my next $20, I'm hiding it. Without funds, they'll be unable to make purchases for the spring planting. When a similar action was taken against Taylor's produce stand last year, the Fed seized $90,000, dropped the charges, and kept $45,000 of Taylor's money. You know what this sounds like? A Stalin's purge of the kulaks. Knowing that most farms operate on a very thin margin, all small businesses 30 days away from bankruptcy, and the government knows that. Such abuse of power wipes out a family's income. And for a bonus, the feds enhanced the monopoly power of Monsanto, Big Dairy, and their supply chain. So they're doing the work of the big boys. You can just smell attorney Michael Taylor behind all this, Obama's dairy dog. Who you'll find instead is U.S. District Attorney Stephen Casella. He's the first to head the DOJ's asset forfeiture and money laundering section, created in 2009, having wrote the books on it. I got to tell you something. I hope that when Romney gets in, he gets rid of all of these communists. He cut his teeth on seizing $1.2 billion from real money launderer BCCI. Guess his focus has changed since then. He's following orders. The Maryland Department of Agriculture had no trouble hitting up the Sowas for a recipe in its Buy Local cookbook, but Casella must have missed that public service, or it's what drew his attention. Ah, small dairy, let's rob them of their cash, those evil big dairy competitors. They probably sell raw milk under the table. Even if we find no evidence of wrongdoing, we'll keep the money anyway. That's terrible. And you know how much it costs to fight these guys? You ain't got the money to do it. You can't afford it. Funny, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and other criminal banksters are still in operation despite committing millions of acts of fraud. I got to tell you something. If you're a small farmer, you should be hands off by everybody. Nobody should bother you at all. Anybody that bothers you should be transferred to the front, which could be Bed-Stuy, a small dairy. Let's rob them of their cash. Maryland bought 14 of the nation's 99 structuring cases, making it the top state for such prosecutions. I have no respect for Maryland. They send flag burners and baby killers to Washington, and their lawyers have never shown me any decency. As a matter of fact, I was in Virginia explaining to lawyers down there what had taken place in a situation I was in Maryland, and the guy said, if that happened, if they did that in Virginia, they'd all be in jail. So I have no respect for Maryland lawyers. Nationally, or governors, nationally the number has been rising. The 2011 figures are up 8.8% from a year before and up 57.1% from 5 years ago. Funny, Bank of America, oh, they said that already, still in operation. Former Maryland Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Levin told the paper, the emphasis on basically seizing money, whether it is legally or illegally earned, it can lead to financial ruin for business owners, and there's a potential for abuse by the government. You think? So, how's that story? Does that break your heart? There's 85 responses. You want to hear what they say? This is... when this government needs to be, this is why this government needs to be overthrown. Now, then, later. Soon they will be coming for your guns. And then what are you going to do? It is time to fight now before it is too late. When you say fight, I'm sure you mean nonviolent support of libertarian-minded politicians, regardless of their political affiliations, who will stand up for the limited constitutional government, limited not just in size, but of far greater importance in the scope of its powers. Yeah, sure, that sounds nice. That sounds nice. That sounds like leave your suitcase at the train station. You're not going to need it. Sounds good, I guess. Problem is, I don't believe we have elections anymore. I believe we have selections. On top of that, even if I'm wrong, the entire system is corrupt. One good man or 20 good men in D.C., the city of parasites, will not get much accomplished, as he, they, would be met with opposition at every turn. Just my opinion. It's a good opinion. You mean voting for Ron Paul? No, I mean the use of violence, you libertarians suck. That's why you were never voted into Congress. Oh, man, these people get very inflammatory. This guy's just too long. Excellent definition for the FDA, Fraud and Death Administration. Oh, I thought it stood for freaking disgusting a-holes. The country needs a total do-over. How true. Things like this really make me angry. They keep pushing and being a bunch of crookers while us, the people, they want to feed our family with real food and no with chemicals. We have to pay outrageous money for healthy, good quality food. Yeah, the feds have really crossed the line. The world revolution, which we will experience, will be exclusively our affair and will rest in our hands. And the revolution will tighten the Jewish domination over all other people. Oh, man. It's signed by Goldberg. Oh, man. Give me a break. We are exterminating the property owners in Russia. We are doing the same thing in Europe and America. People can't get this even. I don't know why they're blaming the Jews. Come on, guys. Get real. We're creating our own monsters. May the God have mercy on the feds. The destination is determined by God. Their destiny and their actions display the path they're on. Perhaps we should all go quoting Ted Nugent. Man, you get a variety of opinion. But I'll tell you, it's better than the one that you're going to get when you turn on NBC and get the big lie. And you know what they do on the news? They go, more lies at 11. Okay, so I thought I'd give you a little patchwork of America here. Shame on you for defending fascism. Everybody's got an opinion. When I closed out a CD and put it in a bank account back in 2004 or 5, the bank employee filled out additional paperwork asking me the questions. She told me that an additional paperwork was required by the Anything But Patriot Act when sums larger than $10,000 were deposited. You know what they do? They get the list of names and then they go after you for campaign contributions. This has nothing to do with terrorism. This guy sounds like, let's see what this guy says. It seems to me when people can't move their own money over $5,000, isn't it being delayed and red flagged? It's terrorism. Same thing with the deposit over $10,000 insanity. The government is treating people like terrorists. That's what they do. You know, when a junior moves into a neighborhood with his parents and a real estate prices are nice and it's a real homey looking town. He goes out with Dad's $6.95 a can of spray paint, and he graffitis the neighborhood, and the real estate value drops by 50%. So in order to punish the criminal, they go to the hardware store that might have sold the can of paint, and they arrest the hardware store owner. Yeah, give me a break, man. But they want to legalize weed. Government is treating people like terrorists. It's just a small trip to the side alley for people who have been treated as terrorists to actually turn into what they have been labeled. If it was up to me, you did this crap on, I'd track down whoever was responsible and put their lights out. No more discussion, no more kangaroo court delay. After all, I have nothing to lose at that point. You've already taken it, and you're already treating me like a terrorist anyway. You might as well meet Jamaica so you can do no more harm. As a veteran, I would be following my oath to take your ass out. Oh, God bless America. As a Marine veteran, Semper Fi, I could not agree more. Yeah, now they're taking down the Marine Corps. They're putting in all the wrong people. They should take that Pentagon and they should cement it shut. And put all of those fat asses out in the field. George Patton said it best. No good military decision was ever made in a swivel chair. And that's the truth. And he also said we should take the Russians out now while we're still powerful enough. And here you got the State Department saying the war on terror is over. The war on terror is over, and we're all going to hug a Taliban. God help us. What are we going to do, guys? We're going to take our country back or what? What are we going to do? Or are we all going to be a bunch of jerks? So we covered a few issues tonight. say a few prayers for the boys that are being exploited in Iraq and Afghanistan and being lied to and having their hands tied behind their back. And never forget this. Democrats get you into war, and then they leave you to die on the battlefield, promising they will never run again. Just check your history. I'm going to close with the Eye of the Tiger. See what we see. Be talking to you.